Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Hybrid Jazz from Trish Hennessy. Hybrid Jazz is a vision of all that is jazz, both traditional and contemporary, domestic and global. Here's your host, Trish Hennessy.
Thank you, Dave. Oh my gosh, I haven't seen my friend Dave there for a few years now, ever since we left Philadelphia. And that was 2004. That's crazy when you think about that. One of my best friends in the world, and I haven't been able to see him. Oh, my gosh. Hopefully things will change in 2012. Hopefully things are changing for the better for you in 2012, at least musically. All right? Are we supporting live jazz, are we? We're getting into some new and exciting creativity as far as jazz artists are concerned. Well, we've got a lot of that today, that's for sure. A little bit of global, a little bit of domestic, some very cool vocals. Richard Walton coming up next hour, who's got some connectivity. All right, wait, let me try that again. Connectivity as far as somebody that you know probably and love as an artist. Very intriguing. I'm going to be a little bit cryptic here, but not about this first selection that we have. Art Pepper, Red Garland, Paul Chambers, Philly Joe Jones. How about that? Something from 1957, I thought, to start things off very nicely, and we'll see how the hour goes. We let all of this on Hybrid Jazz from Trish Hennessy go organically. You'll see what I mean. Check this out. Thank you. Holy cow, all I have to do is play Debbie Poole and the chat room is on fire. I seriously have to wash off or something. Man, that song does it every time. Debbie Poole from Baltimore, Maryland, and My Body. In the Midst of Love is the name of the CD, which is brand new. You go to Debbie Poole, just as it is pronounced, Poole.com, and find out more information. Actually, things are happening so fast and furiously with Debbie that the website is in the progress of being developed. It's going through stages. And here's a particular reason. Honestly, Debbie's manager doesn't know what to do first because they're in the midst of finishing up the plan for a video shoot for this song in February. So they're deciding on a leading man. And they don't want just any leading man. Do you see where I'm going with this? Which is part of the chat room heat. They're looking for somebody that's, let's say, buff, shall we? Now, Debbie's manager sent me a picture earlier today of one of the candidates he had in mind, and all I can tell you is that I can't wait to see what the final result's going to be, and I hope that there are survivors. Yeah, it's like that, and I am told that I have a little role in this video, and we'll see about that as February rolls on, which is not too far away. And by the way, we have a little surprise for you in case you haven't heard this, which is that in February, the show is going to go to 3 hours. Yeah. So we're going to have a test run on Thursday. We're going to have Lori Williams, and we're going to have the great group called Verano on, and one will be in 1 hour, another will be in another, and we'll see how it goes on. Now, I don't know who is on the phone here. Let me just see. I'm just gonna find out. Hello? Wait a minute. Hello?
Thursday.
Hello?
Yes, is this live?
Yes, it is.
Hello? Yes, I'm calling about, I was listening to your blog, talk radio, and I've heard so much about Debbie Poole, and I just heard that song. Oh, I am so thrown back by it.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Wow. What's your name?
My name is Segovia.
Your name is Segovia? For real? That's beautiful.
Yes. Yes. And I was sitting here listening. I'm actually listening to the show. I'm speaking with you.
Oh, well, cool, Segovia. I like that. Debbie will love that, and so will Matt. So they're both in the chat room. They're hearing all this as it goes out live. So thank you very much.
Great. Okay. All right.
Well, you keep in touch. Thanks again.
I most certainly will.
All right. Bye-bye. Man. All right now. Well, I'm glad I answered the phone. Just so you know, we also heard from All Up On It. That's the name of the group. They're from Philly. Got to keep the Philly folks in the mix. If you want to know more information, go to the head of the group's website, Colin Fiqua, a.k.a. Daz. He's at eastsideproductionsinc.com. The name of the track we heard was Miss Tick Pocket, T-I-K Pocket. You can get a hold of that CD, which is just magnifico. I'm serious. It's got this funky jazz kind of, I don't know, it's a combination. Well, it's a hybrid, all right? This is, after all, hybrid jazz from Trish Hennessy. It's a hybrid mix, honestly. It's got a lot of up-tempo, a lot of soulful arrangements in there, but that's the title track from All Up On It in Philly, Miss Tick Pocket. And I understand they're getting back into the swing of things. I had them on a show that I was doing at a radio station a few years ago, and they just kicked out. There was like, what, 5 or 6 folks in the studio jamming, and it went out across the airwaves. It was just fabulous. To start the set, Art Pepper. Art Pepper meets the rhythm section, meaning the rhythm section for the Miles Davis Quintet at the time, back in 1957, Red Garland on piano, Paul Chambers on bass, Philly Joe Jones on drums. You heard Waltz Me Blues. That song was done under some duress, and here's why. Apparently, Art did not know that the recording session was that morning. had never met the guys in person but respected their playing, hadn't played for a while, and his sax was in need of repair, but that particular CD was a milestone. Art Pepper just identified with West Coast jazz, not so much because of the style, because that was a movement, the West Coast jazz movement, but because he was born in California, and honestly, he had a goal of being the most noted alto sax man that there was, and he eventually became that. You know, he had a little neck and neck thing there with Charlie Parker, but Charlie Parker passed, and unfortunately so did Art Pepper in 1982 at the age of 56. Far, far too young. Let's get into some more, shall we? That was so cool. Oh, thank you, Segovia. I love that. We have Richard Walton coming up next hour. Richard Walton, who has won some awards and has made a lot of progress in the work of his endeavors for jazz. So just so you know that, Richard Walton has some history in this Baltimore, D.C. area, and he'll explain a lot of that as the hour rolls on. We're going to take you to Norway. I told you we're going to get a little global kiss. Thank you so much, Steve Oliver. This is a group called Jaga Jazzist, and this is called Oslo Skyline on Hybrid Jazz from Trish Hennessy. Enjoy. This is Hybrid Jazz from Trish Hennessy.
Everything in your life,
someone
who can take all your wrongs and make them right. He can ease all your pain and strife if you just dedicate your life to Christ.
Someone who will
always be there for you when you're down, right there.
Beside you,
Jesus will always be around. He can be all these things for you. You must believe in Christ and see what He'll do. For God is so amazing. He is so amazing. Let's bless Him and praise Him and show who God has done. He is so amazing. God is so amazing. Bless Him and praise Him. Show that God is love.
Someone who will
comfort your heart and ease all your doubts.
Somehow
you know Jesus will always work it out.
He can do all these things for you.
If you believe in Him, He'll always see you through. God is so amazing. He is so amazing. Let's bless Him and praise Him to show what God has done. He is so amazing.
God is so
amazing. Let's bless Him and praise Him. Show that God is love. Someone there for you, no matter where you are. A friend when you're in need, you are His shining star. A guiding light to help you make it through your day. You must believe in Him. He'll always lead the way, for God is so amazing. He is so amazing. Let's bless Him and praise Him and show what God has done. He is so amazing. God is so amazing. Let's bless Him and praise Him and show that God is love. He is so amazing. God is so sound. I'm all to bless Him and praise Him. Show what God has done. He's so amazing.
God is so amazing.
Yeah, let's bless Him and praise Him. Show that God is love. He is so.
Amazing.
So
amazing.
Oh, my, oh, my. Whoo, needed to hear that. Little Will Downing for you on Hybrid Jazz from Trish Hennessy. Just amazing work there. And when you consider the track that you just heard, God Is So Amazing, from 2007 and After Tonight, it has even more meaning. Because Will was 4 months into the production of the CD when he was diagnosed with the muscular disease polymyositis. And it was so severe, and it came on so quickly that it just, for a time, disabled him. And he literally pulled himself from chair to bed, from bed to chair, in a wheelchair. He had lost a lot of weight. He was not feeling well under any circumstances, and he finished the CD. So when you hear God Is So Amazing, you hear a man who means every line in that song. Man, and I guess it helped that Kirk Whalum was on the CD with him, because Pastor Kirk can make sure you get right. Woo! Also on the CD, Roy Ayers and Gerald Albright. Really a nice and pivotal moment in Will Downing's career. God Is So Amazing from After Tonight. Very exciting news. Check this out. Will has a release. His latest release is yesterday. Takes a dip back into what was. Today, the next part of the trilogy is going to be released on Valentine's Day. And then come summer, tomorrow. It just is so incredible to think that in 1991, Will Downing had his breakout record, and that was A Dream Fulfilled. 1991 is like 21 years ago, coming up on 22 years ago. That's so crazy. Just an amazing guy, amazing talent. And you ask any sane lady, and she'll tell you the same thing. Will Downing, bless his heart, he is all better. I mean, he's recovered. It's really like a miracle. So be grateful and be prayerful and know that God is amazing. Speaking of which, a man who likes to make sure you know that he's walking on faith a lot of the time, and man, has it paid off for Drew Davidson. Spin Cycle, title track. And it's no accident that I played Spin Cycle into that particular song by Will, because we were talking on Facebook this morning about the different kinds of ways that God lets you know what's up in your life. And you just feel like you're spinning sometimes, and all you have to do is take a hold of yourself and realize that you need to be still and hear his voice saying to you what the next step is. Because as Dr. King would have said, you don't need to see the whole staircase. All you need to see is the next step. So, yeah, well, weren't we having a ball on Facebook yesterday thinking of quotes from Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. for his special day? Quote after quote, picture after picture. It was really, really special. Hope you had a good day yesterday, especially if you had off. Drew Davidson. Now, as far as we know, he was boarding a plane this morning to Reno to get to Sparks for a gig tomorrow night. You can find out anything that you need to know on Drew Davidson. That's Davidson. You probably know that by now. .com. Has a big date on the 22nd in L.A. You'll find out all about that. And if you want to buy Spin Cycle, which we would heartily encourage, then go to Reverb Nation, which you will find via the website. So lots of interesting things happening with Drew in 2012. What else is new? And you'll be hearing more about Drew coming up next hour, because our guest Richard Walton will be here, and he's got some stories. Some of them he can share. We started this particular set with Jaga Jazzist, and I was turned on to them from my good friend that you hear in the beginning of the show, Dave Solomon, who has been such a mentor as far as turning me on to elements of jazz that I had not known, especially the global efforts. And Jaga Jazzist, also known as Jaga in their native Norway, is an experimental jazz band that came to be known especially when the BBC named their first album the best jazz album of 2002. What we heard is the Oslo Skyline from 2005's What We Must. And, man, they've got some cooking elements in their sound, don't they? And as a matter of fact, the core of the group are brothers Lars and Martin Horntveth. They are also prominent in the Norwegian pop act, The National Bank. Very interesting group, which keeps their website up to date. Hint, hint, for those artists that aren't keeping their websites up to date, and I know folks try, and I know we get busy, but you need to go to jazzist.com and see what's happening with a pretty cool band, who note as their two inspirations, by the way, Soft Machine and John Coltrane. I love that. Oh, eclectic to say the least. Hey, hyper jazz. That's what it's all about. So let us turn our attention. We've got about 20 more minutes before Richard Walton comes in to play, and we've got some more tunage for you. Man, I love this. I got to say that Gretchen Parlato was on Cool Jazz Conversations last night. Joy Hall was not part of the show last night because, and I want you to keep Miss Lorraine, Joy's grandmother, in prayer. Looks like things are okay. But Miss Lorraine had a pretty serious surgical procedure done yesterday, and Joy knew that she wouldn't be able to focus on Cool Jazz Conversations, so I did the show solo. Gretchen Parlato was with us. She did not feel well. She was with us for about 30 minutes. In those 30 minutes, oh my gosh, really wonderful information, and we're going to hear from Gretchen in a song or two. But one of the folks that Gretchen has worked with, and Lord have mercy, has she worked with some legends. One of them is Kenny Barron. Again, Philadelphia in the house. Kenny Barron. This is from back in about 1980 or so. Golden Lotus. I think you'll really enjoy this, man. This is just some cool stuff on the keyboard. Fluidly influential Kenny Barron on Hyper Jazz from Trish Hennessy. Thank you. This is Hybrid Jazz from Trish Hennessy. One of my new favorite songs. I am not kidding. It is just so cool to be able to go back in a library that's as vast as the one we have here, full of music, and see, reacquaint yourself with different music that you hadn't heard for a while. And I'm going to put a bookmark in that thought because this is from the Richard Walton Group's Here and Now CD from some years ago. And that was a piece called Tiptoe. I love that. We're going to get to Richard Walton momentarily and hear about how that song came to be and how he came to be. Well, We don't want to get personal that way. But you know what I mean, as far as his musical journey is concerned. Such a lot of great music. Gretchen Parlato, we heard Blue in Green. Robert Glasper and Gretchen did a special arrangement of that from Gretchen's newer CD, lyrics by Meredith D'Ambrosio. And, man, just had to play that because Gretchen was on Cool Jazz Conversations last night, and we got to a few tunes, but we didn't get to that. You'll hear it from The Lost and Found, which just came out last year from Gretchen, and she's coming to our area. Actually, she's got a lot of dates coming up. GretchenParlato.com has all the information. We heard another arrangement of Blue and Green from Gonzalo Rubalcaba, who is this amazing keyboardist. Pianist, excuse me, classically trained from Havana, Cuba, and has come to the United States. All you need to know about Gonzalo Rubalcaba is on his website where it says up front, strength is born from necessity and dies in freedom, from Leonardo da Vinci. He is just amazing, a Grammy Award-winning artist. If you go to his website, again, it's updated. What you heard is Blue and Green from The Blessing, which is from some years ago, but he has had several CDs since. And he absorbed his heritage through his dad, Guillermo, who is also a pianist. And also, he just, like a sponge, took in all of the music from the 40s to 70s. Beautiful jazz keyboardist that we had in the States. And all of that made this amazing mix. G-Rubalcaba, RUBALCABA.com, has more info. Kenny Barron will tell you about another keyboardist, pianist with a purpose, if you will, also a composer and arranger between 1987 and 1991. Recorded a number of albums with Stan Getz, but that's just the tip of the iceberg. Trust me. He worked in high school with Philly Joe Jones and actually came to the attention of James Moody. And Moody told Dizzy Gillespie, on the strength of James Moody's word, Dizzy hired him. It just became a domino effect of wonderful scenarios for Kenny Barron. Very respected. Taught at Rutgers for over 25 years. Nominated 9 times for Grammys. What you heard was Golden Lotus from 1980 with John Stubblefield on sax, Steve Nelson on vibes, who's from Pittsburgh. We won't mention that again. Oh, my gosh. And is going to be doing something really cool in early February. He's going to collect a Lifetime Achievement Award from Empire State College, which is pretty cool. And he's going to be in Baltimore. I'm so excited about this in April. In Baltimore, because he lives in the greater Baltimore area, is the person I'm about to introduce to you, a multi-award winner. Let me tell you something. Richard Walton has been doing his thing for quite some time, very widely respected in this area and beyond. Actually, if you want to know the truth, and you know how I feel about saying this word, but I should mention that the Richard Walton Group was one of the first, shall we say, catalysts in this area anyway, for accelerating smooth jazz. So he is so much more than that, though, and he's going to tell us exactly what his roots are. I'm really glad about this because this has been a while in the making. Richard Walton, welcome.
Hi, Trish. How are you?
I'm real good that I'm hearing you. You are so efficient. You made sure you called me on the cell phone first to make sure everything was cool. I love that.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me on. This is a real honor and treat.
Oh, bless your heart. Well, listen, your music is, my gosh, I am so tickled to reacquaint myself with Here and Now, because I'm telling you, Richard, I love that song. First of all, tell me about the song. I'll go there first, and then you tell me about the roots of how you came to be an artist who gets such buzz in this region and far past this region.
Well, are you speaking of the song you just played, Tiptoe?
Yes, I love Tiptoe.
Yeah, that's a cool song. It's doesn't it sound like it's from a movie? You know,
yes.
I mean, yeah, we always thought that. We call it our movie song. But I believe Dina Gift, one of our keyboard players, came up with that keyboard riff. And I think Andy, well, Drew and
Drew Davidson, just, by the way.
Right, yeah, I'm sorry. How that came to be was just one of our many, many, many group writing sessions. I guess that's the bottom line.
Well, it really is cool because it certainly does. It reminded me of if there ever was to be an update on A Clockwork Orange, that would be the tune
there
right there.
I agree with you, yeah.
That's so cool. And honestly, I mean, you've got some really amazing people on the CD. How did you get started as far as a career in music? Because actually, you're a multi-genre kind of cat, but you sure have a propensity for jazz. How did all of it start for you?
Well, for jazz, it was certainly an accident. I put out two CDs that were a variety of styles of music and nature. But it just so happened that that the instrumental songs were the ones that were getting the airplay. And that's what started the jazz thing. excuse me. But before that, I was just primarily a songwriter writing a wide variety of styles and pitched songs in Nashville. I mean, that's what I did in the 80s.
How about
that? So the smooth jazz thing kind of came about by accident, and I know it's been a real blessing. God's really blessed this group and surrounded me with great, great people. I'm just so blessed.
Well, I do have to say this to you because, Richard, I have a real bug with this. I mean, I'm really grateful for my time at WSMJ. I fully appreciate the fact that it was called a smooth jazz station. But honestly, you are so much more than that. You truly are. So let's just get right out.
Thank you. Well, we it's funny about smooth jazz. You know, when we started writing this kind of music, you know, it wasn't intentional. I was just writing music that came out of me inspired by the artists that I was listening to at the time, you know, Pat Metheny and, so many. I mean, you know, Stanley Clark. I mean, you know, a lot of funk stuff I got into, and Motown, of course, was one of my biggest influences.
Oh, yeah.
But, it was just all by accident, really. And I know God has a purpose in it, so.
Absolutely. It seems like your career has moved along organically. I mean, everything seems to have fallen into place. I mean, not only do you have a most excellent day job, but you also have this great music scenario, and you go back and forth. How many groups or projects are you involved in right now?
Right now, I would say, I haven't counted, but I would say at least a half.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, at least, I mean, original projects, pretty much just still the Richard Walton Group and solo stuff. I mean, I've got tons of solo songs that haven't been released.
You've got a lot?
Oh, yeah, a lot of vocal stuff, yeah. But then again, I think I told you off, you know, a couple weeks ago that I just recently recorded a CD of cover music that of mostly all vocal songs that is unreleased at the moment. And I really thought this project was going to, be taken in pretty big, but I've been rejected by a couple of labels so the project's just probably going to go on the back burner, and I'm just going to continue on with the Richard Walton Group new CD and just put my time toward that.
Well, that's what you're supposed to do then. And I thought it was a scenario whereby Cover Me was going to what is that that company called where you can actually advertise that you're looking for sponsors and get funded that way? What is it called? I've completely lost my mind as far as that is concerned.
Yeah. Well, there's probably a few of them out there. The one we used was called Kickstarter.
That's it, Kickstarter. That's exactly the one I was looking for because I know several people who got their projects funded via that, and it seems to be a winning way of doing it. But, you know, you're a man of faith, So you know that there's supposed to be something else waiting for you. Meanwhile, the Richard Walton Group is absolutely fabulous.
Thank you. Well, we're still strong. I mean, the group is very active as far as writing and recording. And like I said, I think that's what I'm going to be doing is this year is completing a new Richard Walton Group CD. And we've got five tracks written already. And I've been in the studio a lot lately, actually, just trying to do some pre-production. And hopefully we'll do one of Drew's tunes. That's what we're hoping to do.
Oh, that's cool. And this is so wild because, Richard, you remember when we first met, you were playing at a smooth jazz brunch for WSMJ.
That's right. I have fond memories of those days.
Oh, my gosh. It was a lot of fun. Yeah. And I was just blown away by the music then. And, of course, I was telling people, gosh, I've told this story so often, that Drew, he was relentless, wasn't he?
Wasn't he? Oh, he's the consummate showman. He really is. And just a great, great musician and a great friend to boot. I mean, I can't say enough about him. He spent 10 years in our group he was just so wonderful to work with. Really was.
He was such a mouthpiece for the Richard Walton Group. Oh, did he bend my ear about what we could do with the Richard Walton Group at the radio station? He would call up and say, "How come you're not playing more local talent?" As if I had anything to do with that, because there was a different program director. But
of course,
he was great to have, the best cheerleader ever, if you're going to have him on your side.
Oh, he's, like I said, he is. I couldn't ask for a better person, a better guitar player. And like I said earlier, we would co-write as a group. I mean, how often do you get that? I mean, it's just, you have to have the right combination of talent and personalities to be able to co-write together.
Yes.
And he, I don't know, him and I, you know, I'm sure someday we'll be writing together at some point, but the stuff that we've written in the past, co-written, I mean, it's, I mean, I hate to say it, but it's really, really top-notch stuff. I mean.
Oh, yes. I totally agreed, because if folks know, and tell me this, I thought I knew, this particular CD, Here and Now, it was released back in the 90s, correct? Late 90s?
No, it was early 2000s.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because I knew I had the dates.
About 10 years ago.
Yeah. Okay, cool. You have a lot of tracks on here, and it was really nice to reacquaint myself with some of the tracks here. And I love the fact that on this CD, you can find out a little blurb about the tracks, which is always so beneficial, because when you know somebody's inspiration, it means everything. And the personnel are some names that certainly I know. Dina Gift. She was a gift being on the CD, wasn't she?
God bless her. She's a great person. She's living up in Detroit now.
Is she?
But we keep in touch. Absolutely. She just, like I said, every time there was a replacement to be made in this band, it's always been like the next person was just like meant to be there, you know, and she was one of them. Our original keyboard player was Eugene Jubilee. He actually started the band with David Meir and I and Randy Smith. And Dina just, boy, she just came in at the right time when Eugene couldn't play anymore. And wow, she was a gift.
Yeah. And I see, it's so funny. My son is named Tiernan. So when I saw Tracy Tiernan's name on some of the vocals, because I know of Tracy, but we've never met. It's just funny how these things all tie in. You've got some really good vocals on here as well as instrumentation.
Thank you so much. Like I say, it's a joy talking to you today.
Oh, bless your heart. Well, we got together. We have to give a plug for how it is that we finally did get together. We've been, you know, talking about doing this for years, but we had to find the right vehicle. The Baltimore Jazz Alliance, which is an incredible organization in town.
They are.
And putting out a publication, Gail Martin, God love her, I love that vocalist, and she does artwork. She is really a champion for jazz in town. And she said to me, do you want to let me write anything about what you're doing with the show? I said, please put it out there that I'm looking for folks who've got a real positive slant on jazz and what's happening, and please to give me a call. And that's how you and I hooked up, so God bless them.
Yeah, exactly. I'm a member. I've been a member of BJA for a while, and then I read your blurb right in there. It was cool.
Yeah, she's
so,
Gail,
I know there's a lot of great people over there. Let me tell you. I mean, Gail's one of them. I mean, and we've been fortunate enough to have two tracks on each one of their compilation CDs too, which is a real honor and privilege to have that, you know, happen.
Yes,
so.
And we're going to be learning more about that in the days to come, because guess who else is coming on the show but Bob Jacobson?
Right. Yeah, he sat in with us. Yeah, he's a cool guy.
Yeah.
I like Bob a lot.
So you can imagine what kind of thrill it is, Richard, to be able to know that there is an audience listening to Blog Talk Radio shows like this who are from all regions of the United States and the world, getting turned on to the regional music in Baltimore, D.C.
So cool. It really
isn't
is.
Isn't that neat?
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Oh, my God. Full of talent. And speaking of which, you've been doing the Rehoboth Beach Jazz Festival for, what, 10 years or so?
I stopped counting. It's been, we played a little, I shouldn't say a little restaurant, but it's a really upscale restaurant called Eden Restaurant.
Oh, yeah.
They took a chance on us many years ago, and I'm telling you, I mean, they just can't wait to have us back every year. You know, and the fan base keeps growing down there, and wow. I mean, hopefully one day we'll be able to step onto a bigger stage down there, but in the meantime, I just count my blessings, and I'm just really honored, and, you know, it's a real privilege to play down there during that time.
Well, here's the scenario, and you know this to be true, Richard, with the Rehoboth Beach Jazz Festival. First of all, it's in a beautiful area in Sussex County, Delaware. I used to live in Rehoboth, and man, it was wonderful to live there.
Wow, I didn't know that.
Oh, yeah. Oh, are you kidding me?
Yeah,
we'd be on the phone from here till next Tuesday telling you where we've lived. But Rehoboth.
I was going to say, I basically grew up in Dewey Beach. I mean, that's where my family
did?
Went. Oh, yeah. Our vacations always were in Dewey Beach. Always. And we'd always mosey up to Rehoboth every once in a while. But, But I didn't know you lived there. That's cool.
Oh, yeah. Gosh, we were trying to find the right school for my son, and it was a mistake, certainly, to put him into the school that we thought was going to be best for him, but we learned a whole lot about what to do and what not to do. So God always has a little way of opening doors, doesn't he?
Yes.
So,
well, it must have been hard to move away from there. Boy.
No, it really was not for the opportunity that presented itself, because we got to live with my mom, and we were able to take care of my mom in Philly, and that meant everything. So we segued from there into Baltimore, and this is the third time back. But you have been basically in the Baltimore area for most of your life, haven't you?
That's correct. Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yeah, and I know that you've got a website. Actually, the one that I know is www.notlaw.com, correct?
Walton spelled backwards, yep.
You are so funny. Walton spelled backwards. I love it. Oh.
You didn't know that? I thought everybody caught that.
No, not necessarily, because, look, when you are multitasking like Sister Child here, you don't necessarily think. And I thought, he is such an interesting guy. I know there's a story about notlaw.com, and I'm going to ask him.
Oh, really? I beat you to it, huh?
Yes, absolutely. So there you go. Now, you have, besides everything else that you do as far as music is concerned, you have, and there's a couple of things I wanted to make sure people knew about. You've got a gig coming up in March at Lexington Market, and you've got a
Correct.
Professional recording studio, don't you?
Yeah, I do. Mm-hmm. Yep.
Wow. I mean, that keeps you busy in and of itself, doesn't it?
Well, yeah. I mean, I could be recording there every day with my own stuff, but I do have clients occasionally that come in, songwriters that come in with songs that they want me to produce. Yeah, I mean, it's not really a big business, but it certainly is enough for me to, you know, to do what I need to do and also to, you know, get my friends together and play some music on some other people's stuff. So it's fun.
Well, you want to give a plug for it? Tell folks how they can get in touch with you, the best methodology, so that if they want to maybe, you know, have an exclusive relationship with a recording studio and you, how do they go about that?
Well, thank you. Well, they would just go to the website, notlaw.com, and just, you know, get a hold of me through email. You know, my email address is in there, phone number. Sure. And, you know, we'd love to work with songwriters. I mean, that's... You know, I mean, I'm part of the BSA as well, Baltimore Songwriters Association. So
yeah.
I get a few clients through that particular organization, which is another organization I love. I mean, those guys are just and gals are just so great over there. So, but that's what I like to do. I like to produce any kind of music, really. But the singer songwriter stuff, I really do enjoy.
And then you also, you have private lessons that you give on guitar and bass, right?
That's correct, yep. Well, thanks for plugging all this. Yeah,
oh, absolutely.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
No,
yeah,
I mean, you people need to know that you are so well-versed in singing and songwriting and producing and teaching. And my gosh, and then you have a job during the day that is a lot of responsibility. I don't know how you have time to sleep, Richard.
Well, I have a very supportive wife, first of all.
God bless.
She's so loving and supportive, and she's a musician herself, as well as taking care of her own business. And without her, I mean, and without the people that are around me and of course God, you know, protecting me every day. I mean, I couldn't ask for a better life. Seriously.
Oh, you are so sweet. And you know what? I have to say this because, back in the day, my ex-husband now, but he was working on a contemporary Christian station and, he used to play the music of Tekla all the time. And
oh, really?
Tekla is the name of your wife.
That's right. Mhm.
That is so
and was it
wild.
The same, yeah, was it spelled the same way?
Tekla.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah.
Didn't know that.
Yeah.
Contemporary Christian artist, you said?
They were a group, gosh, back in when Michael was doing his thing on a station actually in New Jersey, Salem, New Jersey.
Oh.
It was in the 70s. Late 70s,
wow.
Early 80s.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was into that stuff. Yeah, I was into that stuff back then, too. I mean, that's pretty cool.
Oh,
there
were some great artists. Matter of fact, you'll appreciate this story. Wow, who knew I was going to say this? But Barry McGuire, you remember The Eve of Destruction?
That's the first thing that comes to my mind, yeah.
Right. Well, he became an absolutely on fire Christian artist.
Mm-hmm.
And he was at one of the festivals that Michael and I attended, and he told this story. And it really, it lends itself to telling this story in 2012 because people are so hungry for this kind of knowledge and faith. Barry had a friend, a young man, a father and a husband who was in the hospital, and he was dying of terminal cancer. And Barry was on the fence at this point. He didn't know where his faith was, and he was trying to grow it, but this was the pivotal moment. He had said to this young man, "Wow, what are you going to do? What are your feelings now? Because you're conscious of the fact that you might die, and you're going to leave behind Betsy and the kids." And the guy in the hospital said, Barry, on one hand, I could stay with Betsy and the kids. On the other hand, I'm going to go to heaven, so either way I win.
Right.
So Barry went, he just went, all right, this is it.
Yeah.
I'm just turning it over right now to God. And man.
That's so cool.
Isn't it cool?
Wow, that's a great story.
Yeah, boy, there was not a dry eye left by the time he was finished that story. Well, back to you and here and now, and I want to get to Cab Fair, which I really like too. Woohoo! That was cool.
Thank you.
I loaded the particular studio today with a couple of tracks, and I've got, is it Rio Lay from
Correct.
Here and Now?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And
mm-hmm.
I've got Freeze Dried Funk, which I really like too.
Cool.
So
Thank you. Tell me, which song would you like me to play? I'm sorry?
Which song would you like me to play right now? Because folks need to get another taste of the Richard Walton Group.
Why don't you play Rio Lay? I think that's I'm very fond of Brazilian music, so I would like to hear that again.
Okay.
I can't hear my recordings much anymore.
Sure. Well, you know, I think that maybe it might be a good idea to reacquaint yourself with the whole Brazilian notion. It seems like that is making some inroads again. There's this vibe happening with Brazil and that whole, it's just an earthy, beautiful feel. Well, I'm just going to shut up and play the song. Richard Walton, the Richard Walton Group, from the CD Here and Now, H-E-A-R, by the way, and Rio Lay on Hyper Jazz from Trish Hennessy. Beautiful. Hybrid Jazz from Trish Hennessy, Richard Walton Group, and Rio Lay. Love that song. Richard, you should know that the chat room is a buzz. They are loving this.
Cool. All right. Thank you.
And well, Debbie Poole is an amazing vocalist. She's in the chat room, and she said that she loves the vibe that you are given on the show, and she thinks that you're very talented. She would love to work with you someday since you're in the area.
I'd love to. Yeah, tell her to, you know, send me an email from the website. That would be great.
Okay, very cool. And
yeah.
Also we've got Linda, who lives in Malibu, California. She's digging the music. We've got Griselda from Texas. She's digging the music. And we've got some folks who wish to be nameless, but everybody is enjoying the music and you. So there you go.
Well, I enjoyed listening to it, too. I haven't heard that song in years. I mean, we play it live, but hearing the recording just brings back a lot of memories. Yeah, because on that song, actually, Drew and I and David Muir wrote the song, and we originally had Drew playing the electric guitar as the lead instrument for the melody, and you know, we went to the studio, I mean, we went to mix it, and I just said, something's just not right about this, so I picked up the acoustic guitar and just started playing the same stuff on acoustic. And it just gave it that more Brazilian feel to it, and that's the first thing that came to my mind when I listened to the song. I thought, wow, I forgot I even played all that stuff, you know.
and we have to give credit, man. Here's John Grant on Chalupa. I love that.
Yeah. Did you hear the Chalupa? Did you hear that? Yeah.
Yes. Oh my gosh, that was so awesome. And it's serious business when you hear a song and you hear it once and it's in your head for several days thereafter. That was what happened when I heard Riolet.
Oh, thank you. Wow.
Yeah.
Really appreciate it. I mean,
so that
song
needs... It's special. Go ahead.
I was just going to say it's special and just the way that I guess musicians out there that are listening, they'll know that it's in different time signatures. So, you know, it kind of keeps you on your toes.
Oh, yeah. And it's a really cool dance number for those folks who are into to certain Latin beats. Oh, my gosh. Real, real sexy, Richard. And it's
Thank
just
you.
One of those tunes that needs to get revisited. Because I'm thinking that maybe this coming year in Rehoboth for the Jazz Festival, there might be another venue or so that has a Brazilian slant as far as what their fair is, because I seem to think that it's getting to be a trend where people are just loving that whole Ipanema vibe from the 60s, and they want to go back in time. And what George Duke, when he did Brazilian Love Affair, oh, my gosh.
Oh, I remember that.
That seems like it exploding all over again. So
well,
you would fit right in.
And I was going to say, Sergio Mendes, look at the revitalized career he has now.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, and that's a whole different story. I would love to see Lanny Hall, who was one of the members of Brazil 66.
Wouldn't that be awesome?
Yeah. Oh my gosh. She and Herb are still doing their thing, but if Herb Alpert decided to get back to the roots, it would be really a money-making endeavor and actually just turn all these jazz musicians on anew to that whole vibe from back then.
Yeah, well, I was lucky enough to grow up on that stuff, and even, I mean, I'm a big Sergio Mendes fan. I guess you can tell just by that song. But when I had a chance to go see him live a couple of years ago, actually my wife and I saw him a couple times. Well, we saw him once at the 9:30 Club, and that was awesome. I mean,
wow,
the whole thing.
Wow.
So yeah, you should catch him live if he ever comes around. Definitely catch him.
Oh, for sure. Now, I know that Sergio is into different kinds of music. He did a CD a couple of years ago that wasn't exactly thrilling, but it was nothing like what he did back when he was trying to get some authenticity to true Portuguese elements in a Brazilian sound. It wasn't anything like Sergio Mendes. It was more like a crossover to pop with Will I Am on it.
Yeah, I remember. I have that CD. Mm-hmm.
Do you? Well, it wasn't necessarily up my alley. Maybe it was up yours. I just like to go back to the roots. Actually, Chuck Loeb has produced a new CD for his wife, Carmen, and Chuck Loeb met her when he was touring with Stan Getz as his musical director back in the day.
Wow. Yeah,
yeah.
I love Chuck Loeb. Oh, man. In fact, speaking of him, have you heard the new Michael Frank CD?
Yes.
Yeah, Chuck plays on that, and he plays a fantastic there's a song called Mice on there that he plays a fantastic solo on.
Well,
I just
you
really
didn't
love,
know this,
I love
Richard, but we had Michael Franks on the show.
When?
Just a couple of months ago. It was a
three-hour
marathon. We had Slim Man, we had Carla Chisholm on another hour, and we had Michael Franks to close.
Oh, man. I just saw him a couple of weeks ago. He was fantastic. And
where'd
Veronica
you see
Nunn,
him?
Of course. Rams Head, Annapolis.
I was at that show.
You were?
Yeah,
was
on 11-11-11.
The early show or the late show?
Oh, wait a minute. What show was I? I forget now. I think it was the late show. Were you at the early show?
Yeah, I was at the early show. Yep.
Oh, man, wasn't he incredible?
Oh, the guy's, what can you say? I mean, what a catalog of music. I mean,
just courageous, following his muse from back
exactly.
when he was in high school, you know?
Yep. I mean, and I don't know if you remember, but he was kind of a folky to start. But then when he hooked up with the Crusaders, that was the end right there. I mean, you know, I guess the producer knew that was a great marriage right there.
Oh, yeah. And I was just saying this last night on the other show that usually I co-host, but our show host, you want to keep Joy Hall in your prayers, her grandmom, because Joy Hall is the creator of Cool Jazz Conversations, and she wasn't on last night. Because her grandma was having a pretty serious procedure done yesterday, so everything's cool. But Joy will be hopefully back next Monday. But the person that we're going to have as a guest next Monday is Veronica Nunn.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
Cool. Yeah.
Yeah.
And she, you know, and live, she does it so well with Michael. You know, when she does that either that under harmony or above harmony, you know, she's the perfect for that gig. She really is. I mean,
she,
I haven't heard her solo
stuff. She really
is.
That, what would he have done without Veronica all these years?
Exactly. Exactly. And the keyboard player too. What's his name? Charles.
Oh my God! He's been around forever.
Yeah, he has. I can't pronounce his last name, but man, he looked. I mean, couldn't you tell that night he really, really, he loved every second of what he was doing. It was such a joy to watch him.
You know, honestly, I think some of the members of Michael's band would like to get out more often, but Michael doesn't need the gigs. He only does them. And under special circumstances now, he's got his pets at home. He's got his lovely wife, and it's his world. So when he does get out, these guys are chomping at the bit.
Yeah, I bet they are. And the night we saw, remember Mark Egan was the bass player, remember?
Yes.
Yeah, he was a special guest that night.
Yeah.
Yep.
And
that goes back to my roots, Pat. I mean, when I first saw Pat Metheny Group, I mean, that just turned my life around. I was a rock and roll, you know, I was really into, you know, rock and roll and of course Motown and the singer-songwriter stuff of the 70s. And when I heard the Pat Metheny Group, that first album, that just turned my life around. Really did.
Yeah, he is so intent. He's so serious about his music, and you know, it's such a pleasure when you know that somebody is having fun, but takes what they do. They understand that it's a gift, that it's on borrowed time, and they have to get that message of their gift out in a way so that it infiltrates your being. People who are real cavalier about what they do, it's irritating because people are looking to you to get a message, to get healed some way, somehow.
Right.
And Pat understands that. He really does.
He and plus, I've met him a bunch of times. He's a very humble guy. I mean, at least from when I was talking to him. But he's a huge influence on us, definitely.
That's real nice to know. So basically, when you're talking about here and now, you're working with the same guys, Richard?
No, well, not really. I mean,
okay.
Eric Robertson is the drummer. He's been with us for about probably 18 years now. And
wow.
Our guitar player, yeah, that's a blessing in itself. David Meir is actually the original guitar player of the group. He's been with me from the get-go. So I have to say a special thanks to him.
Yeah.
And then also we have Dave Krug in the band. He's our current sax player. He plays with Drew as well.
Oh, Dave Krug is a trip. My God, for somebody so young, isn't he amazing?
He is. He's just an amazing talent, but he's such a great person. I mean,
yes.
Really is. So then we have a couple newer members. We have Michael Gottlieb on keyboards. He's from my hometown of Catonsville.
Oh, cool.
And also we have Michael Bronson on lead guitar, and he took Drew's place. And then we have Mitchell Shavitz on percussion. And Mitchell's been with us probably about 12 years. So we have the drummer percussion thing going on. And I think a lot of the audiences that see us play really enjoy the interaction between the percussionist and the drummer.
That's
so
awesome.
Yep. So I hope I didn't leave anybody out there. Oh, my lovely wife did play in the band for a little while, and so I have to give her special thanks, too. She plays
cool.
Violin.
What does Tekla play?
She's a violinist.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, I love to hear that kind of mix when a violinist is in the chemical mix. It just adds some mystery and romance immediately, doesn't it?
It sure does, and I loved it when she played in the group, and I'm sure I'll be able to, snag her on to play on some of the newer stuff in the studio. Hopefully she will, but when she played in the band, it was definitely that definitely they gave the songs a whole different feel for the better, actually. I mean, it was we really miss her.
Oh, well, listen, are all of the guys that you've just mentioned, are they going to be with you at Lexington Market on the 24th
yes.
of March?
The full orchestra, all seven of us.
Oh, man, that will be exciting.
Yep, we love Lexington Market. It's we've been playing there for so long, and it's like a tradition for us. I mean, the people down there love us. It's great. Well, you already know. I mean, I'm just... You know, it's great food. It's cheap.
Oh,
food.
Yeah.
And you can sit there and listen to great music at the same time. I mean, what more can you ask for?
Hey, and listen, let us tell folks with a certain sense of pride. You saw when you saw the playoff game with the Ravens and Houston the other day, the announcers made it a special point to focus on the food that Baltimore has. All the food that they talked about is right there at Lexington Market, so you can enjoy the Richard Walton Group on March 24th and partake of some of the best vittles you'll ever have.
And it's a two-hour show. We play nonstop.
Really?
It's pretty fun. Yeah.
You don't
yeah,
take a break?
A lot of fun.
Richard, you don't take a break?
We can't. Yeah, I'm still here. I think we had a little bit of a loss of connection there.
Okay. So you're saying that you play from noon to 2 without stopping?
Yeah. Generally we do. We just love it there. I mean, like I said, there's the vibe is the audience is always good. Whenever you find an audience of that, you know, that's really digging what you're doing, I mean, we just keep on going.
Man, that's so cool. Well, some of the local folks who are in the chat room now know about Lexington Market and agree it's a great place to play because folks are right there seeing you, and when they can get up close and hear the music, they just start
right.
dancing. Everywhere in Lexington Market, people are dancing.
There's no hiding there.
Well, listen, we have cab fare, and we have freeze-dried funk. What would you like me to play and set up the tune, no matter which one you want?
Talk about freeze-dried funk.
Freeze-dried funk, or would you like me to play cab fare?
Either one. I mean, freeze-dried funk would be a good one because that's kind of different than the last tune you played. And it's more, you know, R&B-ish. But that was a song that Andy and I keep calling him Andy. I'm sorry, Drew. Drew and I came up with that. Really, I mean, that song was written so fast. I mean, and we brought it to the band and just, you know, and the band just put their special touch on it. And so I'd like to thank Drew once again. I mean, and thank each band member and my wife for, you know, for giving us all the freedom and support, you know, so.
That's nice. And the reason why I'm asking you about the choice is because I know what a trip it is. I can only surmise anyway, that when you hear a song, something that you don't ordinarily do, because you don't do a whole lot of interviews, I'm led to believe, right?
Not recently. I have in the past. I did a lot on WTMD. A lot.
Oh,
we
good.
Did some on-air
okay.
Stuff. Yeah.
Well, mm-hmm. It's always a trip, isn't it, to hear a mm-hmm. song that you've created either on the airwaves or on the phone, knowing it's reaching a lot of people. That must be a natural high.
Well, I remember the first song I heard on the radio. It was way back when. But I pulled over. I was like, wow, can't believe this. And that was WTMD in Towson back in the day.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah, but it's such a pleasure talking to you, Trish. It's like talking to an old friend.
Oh, you're so sweet. Bless your heart.
I'm not even thinking I'm on the air. That's how easy it is to talk to you.
Oh, well, God bless you. I feel the same way about you. I mean, it's like revisiting history because, gosh, we mm-hmm. knew each other back in the day and sort of at least knew about what the other was doing through the years. But,
sure. Shoot,
here we are. Here we are, Richard.
Once again.
Oh, man. Yes, once again. And this is from the Richard Walton Group from the CD Here and Now. It's Freeze Dried Funk featuring Richard doing his thing and also Drew Davidson on Hyper Jazz from Trish Hennessy. You'll love this. mercy.
Wow.
And they're called Here Richard Walton, and the Richard Walton group with Freeze-Dried Funk. I believe I have some of that in my refrigerator.
I got to say a special thanks to Tom Alonzo for the great keyboard perk on that song. I mean, he's one of Slim's buddies. I don't know if you know Tom or not.
You know what? Tom Alonzo used to be in touch with me when I was working at WRCP in Baltimore.
Oh.
I mean, not WRCP, WPOC.
Oh, okay. Yeah,
yeah.
But he probably did jingle work, right?
You know what? He just was a regular listener, and then I knew about him when I was working at WSMJ, but I've known about Tom Alonzo. But on that particular tune, he was working that thing, wasn't he?
Oh, and that's a real Moog synthesizer that he's using on that track.
Oh, my
gosh. Yeah, and talk about a humble human being. I mean, Tom is like, amazing. He is just an amazing musician. I mean, he's got a couple really great CDs as well. He's kind of low key about it, but yeah, you ought to check him out.
Oh, definitely. I think he's on Facebook, if I'm not mistaken, Richard.
Yeah. Mhm. Yep.
Okay.
I know Slim knows how to get hold of him if you need to check out his stuff.
And actually, I know how to get in touch with Slim pretty quickly because his assistant is in the chat room right now. It's a small world. Let me tell you something.
it's a small world.
It is. And we also have joining us now, we told you about Griselda and Debbie and Linda and Beach. And we also have Micah Chevalier, who has now joined us, the singer. And we also have Wes joining us from Germany, who's listening in today.
Wow. Thank you so much, everybody out there. Hope you're enjoying the music.
Oh, they definitely are. They have said that over and over again. And this is the cool thing, because once you hear that kind of playing from the folks that you have, Richard, and you yourself, because that's the talk in the chat room. Holy cow, that's really sounding good. And the sax work, and Drew on guitar, and you doing your thing, you have put together some really cool people through the years. So thank you.
Well thank you. I have to say this. I mean, it goes without saying that you're only as good as the people that's surrounding you. I mean, and I've said it early in the program, but I've been blessed with having really great musicians around me and great people. I mean, I couldn't ask for anything better, really. And it just continues and continues. So I'm a really blessed man.
Well, it's nice that somebody that is so talented is also so humble. And if folks want to acquaint themselves more with Richard Walton, then you need to go to notlaw.com and find out more so you can get a hold of some of this music. Now, did I hear that Here and Now might be a little tricky to get, right?
Not really, no. Savannah Blue is the one that's almost out of print. I mean, as far as a physical CD. And also our latest CD is called Junction, and that's almost out of print. But you can find it on... Yeah. Well, I mean, the hard copies, that is. You can go to digital sites like iTunes. iTunes has all the stuff. Amazon probably does, too. I mean, all the popular digital sites have a lot of our music there.
That's great to know. Good to know.
Yeah.
Well,
yep.
If you have anything else that you want us to know to circle in calendars besides the Lexington market date, tell us now or forever hold your peace.
Well, I am a working musician. I work in a variety of situations. So really, folks, all you have to really do is have to go to notlaw.com, and I'm in a few cover bands that are really, really good as well. In fact, I'm working with one this weekend at the Barn up in Parkville. They're called Legal Tender.
Oh, great.
And working in cover bands again, which is something I haven't done in a long time, but it's really helped me with my bass chops, and I'm just working with some really great people in that facet as well. So I hope people go to the website. We will be playing at the Rehoboth Beach Jazz Festival again in October. I can guarantee you that. We'll be at the Lerman Woodland Theater in Catonsville. That's an outdoor, beautiful outdoor amphitheater. That's going to be sometime this summer. But just go to the website. That's all I can really say. And I mean, there's so many jobs. I mean, I'm doing so many gigs.
Right.
It's just best
it's
to
hard
go there.
To keep up.
It is. I can't repeat them all right now. But that's the best thing to do for people that are listening that are in this area.
Well, and I appreciate the fact that you're keeping your website updated because I've taken a few people to task recently about not updating their websites because, you know, the whole purpose is for folks to be listening to an artist that they may or may not be familiar with. But whatever the case is, you know, you want folks to be able to learn more about you, what your background is, you know, what your musical journey has been and where to buy the music. So I thank you for that.
Thank you. And thank you so much again, Trish, for having me on. This has just been a real blast. And hopefully you'll have me on again.
Oh, definitely. Oh, we'll keep in touch. And for sure, we certainly have a group date. I'm bringing some people to Rehoboth Beach Jazz this October. We are not going to miss anything.
Wait a minute. It's easy to miss something because you can't be at all the places at one time. You know,
well, all right, let's put it to you this way. We're going to zero in. We're going to split up. We're going to do what we can do to tell each other about the acts that we've missed. And each of us has our own little agenda, so that way everybody covers everything, okay?
That's better. I mean, I've been down there. Believe me, I've tried to do that. It's hard to do. You know,
yeah.
It really is.
Those are the really great festivals. You know, Burke's Jazz is coming up in the next month or so, and it's the same scenario. Man, is it cooking. And you have to know where you're going to go because there's something happening across town and there's something happening in the hotel where everybody stays. So you just have to have the agenda in front of you. But that's what makes jazz so exciting, Richard.
Yeah, and I heard the Rehoboth one is one of the best.
Yeah.
I mean, you would know. You're more in the know of that than I am. But it's a real honor to be down there during that time of year. It's so exciting. You know how it is. It's the electricity is just everywhere.
Well, you know what? I will say this, and I know that the man Leon Galitzin, who puts together Rehoboth Beach Jazz, and I would say this to his face, and I will. I think that the one in October, Rehoboth Beach Jazz, needs to mix it up a little bit more so that there's some more straight ahead or more fusion as opposed to an absolute plethora of just smooth. It needs to get more interesting so that he can bring in some folks who ordinarily wouldn't go because there's a lot of folks who stay away because it's so contemporary. He needs to make sure that he dips back and brings some straight-ahead cats in because then everybody gets to play in the same sandbox.
I agree. I agree with that. Straight ahead, I can see where you're coming from when you say that. I have to say this. I don't want to mention the person's name, but they asked me once. They said, Richard, do you think Pat Metheny would draw at this festival? I'm like, duh. You know, I mean, and that was one of the people that were involved in booking acts. And I'm like,
get out of here. Oh, my God. They were serious in asking you the question?
The person asked me the question, and I was like, what are you thinking? I mean, but, you know, what can you say? I mean, but of course, to me, he's like one of the forerunners of at least in our generation of jazz musicians as far as guitars go. But I do agree with you. The festival has gotten a little bit, I guess you could say, safe. Is that a good word?
There you go, baby. Yes. Right on the money with that word. And actually, a little while ago, I was playing Kenny Barron. He was top of mind because Gretchen Parlato was on Cool Jazz Conversations last night. So she used to work with Kenny Barron, and he's still doing his thing. Matter of fact, he is going to be doing something that is so awesome in the spring in New York. It's let me see what it's going to be called. I just love this whole idea, and if Rehoboth Beach would take a page from this, it will be awesome. It's going to be called the Music of the tenor maestros. And it's going to be Joe Lovano, Benny Golson, and more. And Kenny Barron's going to be playing keyboard.
Wow.
Now, if they were to do something like that at Rehoboth, get some of these kicking legends on that stage and show the youngins how it's done. Man, wouldn't that be something?
Or even Ron Carter. I think he's doing a big band thing now. I mean.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, I mean, you're up on this stuff more than I am, but yeah, you're right. I agree with you. There's a lot of straight ahead musicians out there that are still doing it and doing it well.
Oh, yes, and my gosh, I mean, look, proof is in the pudding. Two words, Sonny Rollins. Now, he's probably far too busy at the age of, he's going to be 82 this year, far too busy to do it because he's touring Europe, and he's picking and choosing dates. But somebody like that to make it crisp, make it fresh, and even some of the younger straight-ahead guys and gals who are doing their thing. Oh, Richard, I'm telling you what, in your place, since there are so many people who gather at Rehoboth, because of the onslaught of different fans that come to the festival, your place would be packed.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Man. So you would get the residual effect of all those new people checking out the festival maybe for the first time ever.
And I don't know if I'm have any it's hard to say this without but I don't really think we're such a smooth jazz type of group. I mean,
I just said that earlier, didn't I?
Yeah, you did. And I mean, we just happen to fall into that category, but we never, like I said earlier in this program, we never really intentionally did this, did that. I mean, we just wrote what we felt and performed what we felt. And it wasn't for a market, so to speak, but then the market was there, or it became to be, and then the next thing you know, I had to get some interns to start marketing across the United States because that's when it was really breaking out in the early 90s. I mean, I remember that distinctly. And we did get a lot of airplay around the country. It was a cool time.
Yeah, and honestly, these days, there's not so much the emphasis on that, thank goodness, because a lot of artists felt as if they were in a box, confined to play what was expected of them. And
right.
Richard, I don't think that you ever have felt that way. So that's the beauty of your artistry. You're going to play what you're feeling, and it sort of is going to defy categorization because you know so much about different other genres.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. Well, and also I think the record companies, you know as well as I do, they I'm sure they were forcing, you know, artist, well-established artist to play a certain style of music, you know, and that's a whole other conversation in itself.
It is.
Yeah.
We know
all about that stuff, but it was, you know, it's sad when musicians can't express themselves, without those kind of limitations, you know, the record. I'm just fortunate that I'm my own record label, so you know we can do what we want to do.
Right,
so
actually, the beauty of it is you would never dip into the kind of atmosphere scenario whereby you wanted to fit into a category because you have always tried to keep it honest, and you know that if you keep it honest, people will gravitate to the music. I mean, the proof is in the pudding. You've won awards. You've had, what, 5 or 6 CDs out, correct?
Actually, I have 9 CDs out.
Oh, my God. See?
Yeah.
I didn't account for the other 3. But you have done a body of work, and you've certainly have worked through the years. You've put in a lot of time in the music business. You know what it's like when people respond to you because you're honest in your approach to music.
Amen. I totally agree with that. Yep.
Yeah. Well, God bless you, baby. You've done a lot of good things, and I'm proud to know you.
Thank you so much, Trish. I love you, and thank you, everybody, for listening. And what more can I say? Have me on again. I'd love to be on again.
Oh, yeah. You definitely will. And I'm going to leave you go because I know you got to get back to doing your other duties during the day. And then when you leave us, I'm going to make sure I close out the show with cab fare, if it's okay with you.
That's perfect, perfect. Thank you again, Trish.
Very cool.
Okay.
Richard, thank you, and we'll talk to you again soon.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Yeah. See, I'm telling you, it is really amazing. When you figure out that if you're going to have a notion like hybrid jazz, you want to make sure that everybody that you can possibly imagine that might fit under that jurisdiction is covered, whether it's local, whether it's regional, national, or international. It all counts because somebody's going to get turned on by the music. And that is evident. Richard Walton, we thank you so much for coming aboard. That was really, really special. And you know what? I was playing freeze-dried funk earlier, and I thought to myself, why am I thinking about this? But after the song was over, I thought, hey, I just remembered. It's Betty White's 90th birthday. I just had a vision of her dancing to the song. And, man, that's pretty hilarious. They had a really sweet NBC special last night. I hope you got a chance to see some of it because Carol Burnett was on and Mary Tyler Moore was on, and it was real nice. You talk about some memories. Just had some with Richard Walton, and there was a lot more last night. It was great. Let's get to one more song before this show closes up for the day. My, the chat room has been lively. Bless your hearts. You have said some really sweet things. Shoo! We have got the best chat room in the world. And Richard Walton has had some of the best people working with him in the world. Check this out now. This is Cab Fare on Hybrid Jazz from Trish Hennessy.
Thank you.
just so sweet to hear Richard Walton. Gosh, after meeting him for the first time maybe 2005 and knowing that he's got 34 songwriting awards, has been in the business for quite a while, turning out consistently wonderful music. And I really appreciate the fact that he's spent some time with us today. That's Cab Fare. And if you want to know about everything there is to know about Richard Walton, you go to www.notlaw.com. Of course, Mama Bear didn't necessarily figure it out right away that that's Walton spelled backward. Good night, John Boy. Oh, I'm so crazy. Look, there's too much on the plate, all right? And speaking of which, I must tell you this as we wrap things up. Oh, there's a lot to tell you. First of all, first of all, Cool Jazz Conversations next Monday, it is going to be Veronica Nunn, who you have known from Michael Frank's years. Veronica Nunn is doing something really special in New York this Sunday, a brunch at Zinc, the Zinc Bar. It escapes me right now, but you'll find information via Google, I'm sure. Don't forget, Red Tails opens up this weekend. We want to make a killing at the box office. Red Tails, the superior movie that George Lucas funded about some real American heroes. Make sure you go. Thursday, special three-hour show. This is the prototype for what's going to be in February on Hyper Jazz. We're going to have Lori Williams, who's got a special birthday event coming up at Blues Alley. We're going to have Verano, a wonderful group that'll knock your socks off. Whew, that's going to be in another hour, and we're going to have music for the third hour. What else? Betty White is 90 today. Today is January 17th. It's also the birthday of the First Lady of the United States, who I adore. Michelle Obama, you flippin' rock. Happy birthday to you. Thank you to everybody who's been in the chat room today. Honestly, the best folks in the whole world. And to Richard Walton once again, we love and respect you, sir. We'll talk to you down the road. Have a wonderful time. We'll see you on the show on Thursday, and may God bless you. Be safe.